following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Pushing across the timeline, left wing to Aarons. Gets it into the corner to Dowell. Dowell not looking to shoot. Gets it inside Zwiener. Zwiener spins towards the paint. One-hand jumper up and in.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Loomis as the Wolves welcome in the Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Loomis quickly into the front court. Taylor gets it to the trailer. That's Gray. He attacks the low block left side. The one-hand jumper up and in. Matt Gray.
The regular season wraps up for the girls' squads while the boys try to add another competitive game to the long-standing rivalry. It's the Bulldogs and Wolves coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Loomis right after this word for New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good Friday evening, everyone. Welcome to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's our final regular season Friday doubleheader of the season, and it's one that we have come to see quite often over the last decade plus. The Pleasanton Bulldogs on the road to take on the Loomis Wolves. With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We've also got basketball on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Kearney High takes on Lincoln Southwest this evening, and that doubleheader is about ready to get underway. There's plenty of other basketball going on tonight. District wrestling obviously underway in classes B, C, and D. A lot of the teams are down the road at Cambridge or at Southern Valley from our listening area, and Class A gets involved tomorrow. The Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island tips off at 8:30, and we've got all eight games on our network of stations. Our games are also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our first game tonight on paper does not look like it should be that competitive. Pleasanton at the bottom of the Fort Kearney Conference and Loomis at the top, but once again, they struggled in the Fort Kearney Conference tournament. This was a ball club that went into that tournament with just one loss, and then let a 10-point lead get away against Eustace Farnham, fell into the consolation game, and lost to Axtell. Now, Axtell had beaten them in, or they had beaten Axtell in two overtimes just before heading into the conference tournament. But over the last four games, some interesting contests. Now, they did get back to the win column on Tuesday by having a rematch with Eustace Farnham and winning that by a score of 49-47. So which Loomis team will enter the postseason? They have done so well in regular season games, but conference tournament and district tournaments have not been the friends for Loomis Lady Wolves, and they've got a great group of seniors here, a lot of seniors on this team, and they want to find their way down to Lincoln. Or Pleasanton, they just want to find a way to get these girls back in the win column. They've got another game on Monday night in the sub-districts, and we'll talk more about that as the evening wears along. We'll take a break here. Look at the starting lineups as Pleasanton and Loomis girls get ready. Our boys game, both teams pretty close on record. This time around, they're not going to be battling for district and state titles. They're just going to be battling, as you know, when rivalries come together, it's usually pretty intense, and that's the battle we expect tonight in the boys game. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods.
a Division Pro team design, and like them on Facebook for insider information.
It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Pleasanton, number 15 is a 5'3" junior, Kara Dowell. Number 23 is a 5'4" junior, Mallory Pates. Number 33, 5'5" senior, is Alyssa Stubbs. Number 51, 5'5" freshman, is Madeline Pates. And number 55, 5'10" senior, is Mariah Zwiener. Head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs is Brenda Pates, assisted by Casey Loomis. Pleasanton is 2-14. For Loomis, number 14 is a 5'7" senior, Tori Maskey. Number 20 is a 5'10" senior, Brooke Thorell. Number 24 is a 5'5" senior, Elise Stopper. Number 30 is 5'7" senior, Janessa Bergman. And number 32 is a 5'9" senior, Paige Thorell. Coach Jim Raven has enough seniors. He's starting a couple girls that don't usually get to start tonight. You've got Courtney Palmer and April Collin and Sam Lothan also, that are listed as seniors here for Loomis. Loomis is 15-3 on the season and ranked 8th in Class D2. That is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we will be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the opening tip for Loomis and Pleasanton right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
We're ready for basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Loomis, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As the ball game is about ready to get going, the visiting red for Pleasanton, the home white with green trim for Loomis, and it looks like Loomis tapped the ball out of bounds on the opening jump, so Pleasanton will get to take the ball to start things off here on the road. Pleasanton at midcourt. Looks like they'll face a 2-3 zone here. Loomis's game is to press you at all opportunities. So the lower scoring the game, the better chance Pleasanton will have here if they can keep Loomis from scoring. Pleasanton has the ball at the top of the circle, working it around the perimeter here on their opening possession of the game, trying to get it into Zwiener. Turnaround jumper in the lane, rattles around and in. Mariah Zwiener gets the first bucket of the ball game, and Pleasanton has the 2-0 lead. Up the floor with it will be Janessa Bergman. Bergman swings it over the left side. It's tap at Paige Thorell. Gets to Brooke. Brooke tries. Brooke has it partially blocked in there by Zwiener. Ball's loose underneath the paint or underneath the hoop, and in the paint it's going to be grabbed there by the Bulldogs, and Stubbs will come out of there with it. Hands it off to Mallory Paints, who will bring it across the timeline. Working around the perimeter here, gets this 2-3 zone. Try and drop it inside. Zwiener definitely has the height advantage, but Loomis knows that, and at all times, Paige Thorell's trying to keep her out of there, and we've got a travel called on Pleasanton. So in the middle of that, Paige Thorell, she's going to have the duty of really keeping an eye on Mariah Zwiener here tonight. And Zwiener can come outside and hit the jumper as well. That's one thing that she can do. She's 5'10", not like some of the rest of the Zwieners that were 6'3", 6'4". Laurel doing a great job at Hastings College this year, but just not quite as tall. As the ball is tipped out of bounds, Loomis will have it underneath their own hoop. As we sit here on the stage at Loomis, we're on the far end from the Loomis basket here in the first half, and they'll have to lob it in up to Brooke Thorell. Brooke drives and got bumped there as she went towards the hoop. Foul will be on the freshman, Maddie Tates, and the first foul of the game. So once again, Loomis will take it out underneath their own hoop. Tori Maskey to throw it in. Her four teammates will line up along the baseline, kick it into the corner for a three to start it. It's no good. Rebound by Thorell. Back up and in by Brooke. Brooke Thorell with the offensive rebound off the missed three from Page, and we are tied at two. 6:40 to go here in the first quarter, and Pleasanton moves the ball up the floor, tries to fire it into Zwiener, and the ball will be knocked away. The steal made by Paige Thorell. Up the floor comes Brooke in the right-hand corner. Now kicks it back to the trailer stopper, who feeds it underneath for an easy layup. Putting it up and in is Tori Maskey. So Loomis able to get back-to-back buckets and now take the lead at 4-2. Extending that 2-3 zone right now is Loomis, getting it out around the free throw line into Zwiener. Double team, kicks it back out top to Dowell. Dowell swings it down here on the low post, trying to make some room. His pace, nothing there. Out to Dowell. Dowell will fire the three-pointer. It's no good. And the rebound grabbed by Maskey. Up the floor on the right wing with it will be Bergman. Janessa tries to fire it into the paint. The ball is deflected off numerous sets of hands. They're going to say it's last touch by Loomis. First turnover for the Wolves, and Pleasanton back in business. Just underway on this Friday night, high school hoops here at Loomis High School. And Pleasanton brings the ball across the timeline with Mallory Pates. Doing a good job of working around the perimeter, being patient to Stubbs, reverse it over to the weak side, Maddie Pates. So you've got Mallory and Maddie, along with Sweeter, Dowell, and Stubbs. The ball is stolen away. Off to the other end is Bergman. Bergman with a left-handed layup. It won't go in for. Ball tapped around. Brooke Thorell grabs it, and she is going to be fouled on the floor. And the foul is on Madeline Pates, and that's her second. We'll see if Coach Brenda Pates takes her out. She is going to sub in Taylor Nichols here. And Maddie will have to check out. And it'll be Loomis fall underneath their own hoop, and they bring a couple of their original starters back into the ball game. Ball's deflected, but picked up, fired up there by Maskey. No good. Rebound brought down by the Bulldogs, and that's going to be Alyssa Stubbs to grab the first board of the game here for Pleasanton, but they steal it and lose it at the other end, so Loomis pushes the ball up the floor. April Collin back into the game, as is Courtney Palmer underneath. Short jumper is missed. Pleasanton boxing out, but they can't grab the ball. Picked up by the Wolves. Driving is Collin, puts it up, no good. Maskey grabs it, and she will score. Tori Maskey with her second offensive putback. And Loomis with six in a row to take a 6-2 lead, and a timeout called here by Pleasanton. 4:55 to go in the first quarter of play. Loomis 6 and Pleasanton 2. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
out of the Pleasanton timeout. They'll get it in against the pressure in the backcourt to Zwiener. She'll hold it until everybody goes by, and here comes Pleasanton to get in their half-court offense. Up and down to the right-hand corner to Stubbs, rotated back up top, ball dribbled off the foot, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Loomis. So Pleasanton will take it out underneath their own hoop. And as always, I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. Loomis out to the early 6-2 lead. Pleasanton forces it in underneath, and Taylor Nichols will be fouled as she takes it to the hoop. We'll have our game's first free throws and the first foul of the game on Loomis. It's going to go against Brooke Thorell. For Loomis, pretty balanced ball club. Maskey leads them at 12 rebounds a game. She really tears the board up. Thorell gets you 13 points a game. And the first free throw is no good. Second free throw now for Taylor Nichols. And it's on the way, and rattling around, it won't go either. Rebound brought down by Paige Thorell. Thorell gets it over on the right wing to April Collin, and quickly into the front court. They get it down to the low post, turnaround jumper over Zwiener, and Paige Thorell hits it. Thorell with her first bucket, and Loomis is now up 8-2. And a foul in the backcourt as Loomis puts that full court pressure on. That's what they want to do, as we said at the top of the broadcast. And another one on Brooke Thorell, so she gets two quick ones here. And checking into the game, Tara Maskey. And for Pleasanton, they're going to sub in, and Amanda Bailey, freshman, will check in here. 8-2 Loomis. 4:20 to go in the first quarter of play. Here on Classic Hits as the ball is stolen away. Drop it underneath, and Tori Maskey with the easy layup. So Pleasanton, 5 turnovers now against this pressure. This time they break the press, try to force it underneath to Zwiener, and the ball is kicked. Right idea by Mallory Page, but good job by Loomis to get back after the press had been broken. So Pleasanton to throw it in, dump it into the right-hand corner to Mallory Page. Back out on the wing to Dowell. Dowell will reverse it over here to Bailey, who turns and quickly hands it off to her teammate Alyssa Stubbs, so everybody's touched it now. Let's see if Pleasanton, who scored the first bucket, can get another one here, get some offense going. Obviously, it was just a couple of wins on the season. A lot of points is not Pleasanton's strength, but they do get into the 35-38 range as the ball is stolen away, and Loomis again gets another shot underneath the hoop, and Paige Thorell will score. You can tell here Loomis knows where to get the ball in transition, even if they don't have numbers. They have passed the ball well as another steal is made. That one by Courtney Palmer. Palmer will take it in, and her shot will be blocked out of bounds by Alyssa Stubbs. Nice hustle back by Stubbs. But Pleasanton having trouble controlling the basketball here. Not a lot of seniors, just 2 on the entire Pleasanton roster, which is a vast difference than the 7 that Loomis has, as Loomis puts up a high-arcing 3-pointer that is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Paige Thorell, tries to dump it inside, and the ball's knocked away. It goes out of bounds off of Pleasanton. 12-2 Loomis, 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. And Loomis will throw it in into the left-hand corner, get it down to the low post, turnaround jumper off the iron by Tara Maskey, no good. Rebound brought down by Dowell. And Carroll will get rid of it and now take it back to bring it across the timeline. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Pleasanton walked with the basketball. Ball just kind of slipped out of the hands there of Mallory Page. And Loomis will go back to the bench. Checking in will be Colette Thorell, a freshman. There are 3 Thorells on this ball club. As we joked earlier this year, every Thorell but Lance. It's 12-2. The Miss Lady Wolves working against the 2-3 zone here of Pleasanton. And Colette Thorell gets it over on the left wing. Driving in is Collin. Leaves it off there for Maskey. Tara dumps it down low to Paige Thorell. Short jumper no good. Rebound Maskey. Back up no good. And Zwiener will grab the rebound for Pleasanton. And up the floor they come. And if they can get the ball on a defensive board, that pressure won't be near as intense, and it is a lot better for Pleasanton, but they're starting to turn it over quite a bit in the half court. They do it again. And up the floor with it will be April Collin. Collin gets it down to the low block. Thorell forces the jumper. It's no good. And the rebound cannot be controlled. Well, they'll say it's off of Loomis, who went in and out of the hands there of Mallory Pates. And we're seeing quite a bit of substituting here. Loomis will bring in Riley Hahn, 5'11 junior. So you've got Hahn in there. We'll give you the numbers here in just a minute, but right now Pleasanton breaks the press. Zwiener looks for the cutter, but throws it into Hahn's hands, and that is the 10th turnover of the first quarter, and Hahn is off to the races, and she is going to be called for a block charge down there. Which way are they going to go? They're going to go blocking foul. Kara Dowell got back, held her ground, but they're going to say that she moved. And a timeout going to be called here by Pleasanton coach Brenda Pates. With 1:59 to go in the first half, Loomis has forced 10 turnovers, and they lead it 12-2 on Classic Hits.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clear.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
As we're back for the timeout, Loomis will put the free throw up, and it is in for Riley Hahn. Makes it 13-2. Second free throw by Hahn is on the way. That's a little strong. And the rebound grab by Mallory Pates, who has checked back into the ball game for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, who's immediately trapped across the timeline, but they're able to get out of that, force it underneath, and Hahn ends up blocking the shot. Melissa Stubbs, and it goes off of Stubbs and out of bounds. First block shot here for the Loomis Wolves. And checking in now will be Addie Hand, another freshman for Pleasanton. They have four freshmen suited tonight. So as you know, very young. Boys and girls really going through a transition time at Pleasanton the last couple of years. Just takes a while for the next classes to get up there as Loomis hits the jumper on the outside. Janessa Bergman will drop it down, and it is 15-2. Pleasanton, pressure to the backcourt. April Collin tips the ball away. Chance for another jumper in the corner. She'll fire. It's off the iron. Nobody boxes out Hahn. She missed the first one. Got it back. Second one, no good. And it's still loose on the floor, picked up by Tara Maskey. Shot it away, no good. And finally, Pleasanton's able to get out of there with it. So for the amount of turnovers Pleasanton has, the score could be a lot worse, but Loomis has missed a few shots here. At the high post, Sweener spins, wanted the shot, but had a hand in her face, so gets rid of it there to Pates. Down on the low block, they'll get it to Nichols, and Nichols, on the way up, is going to be fouled. Taylor missed a couple earlier in the quarter. She'll get a chance to make up for that right here. At the end of one, the Lincoln Southwest girls leading Kearney by a score of 13-3, and that is on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as the free throw by Nichols is up and in. So that'll snap the 15-point run here from Loomis. Paige Thorell is in there. She just rechecked back in. Courtney Palmer, Colette Thorell, also Tara Maskey. And the second free throw around and around, no good. And Tara Maskey gets the rebound, gets it off to Janessa Bergman. Up the floor comes the Loomis Wolves, and Pleasanton sneaks in there and grabs it, but stepped out of bounds, so Loomis will maintain possession. 49 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Loomis cruising 15-3. And they've got the ball in the front court to Maskey, right back in the corner to Thorell, knocked out of her hands by Nichols. Got it back, though, and up top to Palmer. Palmer dribbles to the right wing. Again, they fired inside. Pleasanton deflects it out of bounds. So we've had a lot of inbounds plays on both ends, especially for Loomis. They've had a lot of inbounds plays right underneath their own hoop. They'll have another one here with Colette Thorell into the left-hand corner. Just about everyone's been the same thing. And Colette Thorell's going to put up the three-pointer. It is no good. Rebound pulled down again here by Janessa Bergman. Another three out on the wing, no good. And finally the ball grabbed by Pleasanton, and Mallory Pates pushes it up the floor. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Bates gets it back over on the wing. Dumps it down inside, making a move to the hoop. Is Stubbs, nowhere to go, up to Zwiener. Open three, it's on the way and no good. And a rebound brought down by Paige Thorell. And a foul as she tried to get up the floor with just 5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The foul will be on Taylor Nichols. That'll be her first and the team's fourth. And checking in, April Collin. 5 seconds to go. And Pleasanton's not putting any pressure on. So Loomis, well, now they'll put a little pressure on. Sneaking up there is Addie Hand. Loomis does get the ball into the front court. Colette Thorell not going to get a shot away. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. The Loomis Lady Wolves 15 and the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs 3. You're listening to Friday Night Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Loomis High School. I want to say thanks to Athletic Director Cole Carraher and the crew here, as always, for their hospitality. We're ready to start the second quarter. Loomis will get the ball. They have a comfortable 15-3 lead, but they're going to turn it over. They tried to get it into the post, and it went through Paige Thorell's hands. That's just the second Loomis turnover here in the game, compared to 11, and now make 12 for Pleasanton, as the ball is taken back by April Collin. Collin gets it down to the low block. Thorell turns around. Brooke too strong. Offensive rebound. Back up and missed again. And then we've got an over-the-back foul as Paige Thorell tried to stay in there and battle for it. Well, Loomis is getting a lot of offensive boards, but they're sure not getting a lot of offensive putbacks. And Paige with her first foul. Each team now with four here in the first half. As the pressure is on the Pleasanton Bulldogs, dribbling around and getting out of there with it nicely by Mallory Pate. Now brings it all the way down to the low block, kicks it back out. Jumper by Zwiener, in and out from 15 feet. And a rebound brought down by Tori Maskey. Loomis had 14 rebounds in the first quarter. Pleasanton had six. Another miss inside 8 feet. Rebound again by Loomis. And Paige Thorell will be fouled. It is really close to chaos for the way Loomis runs their plan, their offense. It is go, go, go as fast as you can go. And the foul was called on Alyssa Stubbs, her first. And the free throw is up and in for Paige Thorell. She has 5 points. Tori Maskey leads the way with six. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound grabbed by the Bulldogs and Maddie Pates, who's back in after picking up a couple of early fouls. Ball knocked away again. Loomis now just turning it on every play, and another missed layup. Pleasanton turning it over on every possession right now. Mallory Pace gets the rebound, but again, it's only 16-3. It could easily be another 14 points as the ball gets into the hands of Alyssa Stubbs. Back up top with it is Mallory Pace, and Pleasanton will slow it down just a moment, catch their breath. I think so will Loomis after a quick start here to the second quarter. Pleasanton moving the ball around the perimeter. They'll cast up the three-pointer, and it is in for Kara Dowell. Dowell will hit the three-point bucket, and Pleasanton doubles their point total, 16-6. Loomis with the 10-point lead, 6-10 to go here in the first half. Loomis with the ball, picks the dribble up, tries to get it on the right elbow, knocked away by Zwiener, but run down there by Brooke Thorell. Up top to Palmer, and she'll hand it off to Collin, and we've got a timeout here. Called by Coach Jim Raymer. So timeout on the floor with 6 minutes to go in the first half of play. And it is Loomis 16, Pleasanton 6. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And back here at Loomis High School, Doug Duda with you in a 16-6 Loomis lead here with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. But they have been struggling offensively here, and on the inbound, they lob it all the way from half court underneath the hoop, and a foul called on Pleasanton. That was pretty good defense down there by Taylor Nichols. But she gets whistled for her second foul, and Loomis now gets it underneath their own hoop. Kick it out in the right-hand corner, Thorell. Get it down on the low block. Page turns around on the pass. Brooke, no good. Rebound pulled down by Maskey. It's then knocked out of her hands. The ball goes out of bounds. It belongs to Loomis. This has to be about the 10th inbounds play that Loomis has run already. And let's see if they can score off this one. Off the short pass to Thorell, and Brooke catches and fires and is fouled all in about half a second there. So Brooke will go to the line and shoot a couple of free throws. Loomis just 1 point here so far in quarter number two, and the foul is on Taylor Nichols, and she has three. First free throw for Brooke, who has a first quarter bucket, is up and good. 17-6. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look at the first half stats. Preview the boys' game. Look at the girls' sub-district pairings next week. Little Heartland Hoops Classic as well. The second free throw by Thorell is up, and it is in. So she hits them both, and it's 18-6 in favor of Loomis. Pleasanton trying to dribble out of traffic in the backcourt. Mallory Pates still dribbling and is a long way away from midcourt. So Coach Brenda Pates is going to call a timeout. They'll only have two remaining. 5:42 to go here in the first half play. We've already had four timeouts. It's 18-6. We'll be right back.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Friday night basketball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Loomis. As Pleasanton breaks the press this time by making a couple of quick throws, getting over it to Pates. Three-pointer on the wing is up by Dowell, no good. And the rebound brought down by Brooke Thorell, her third. Off on the wing to Courtney Palmer. They find a little room on the right side, dribble it up the court, get it down to Paige Thorell, turnaround jumper way off the mark. Sweener making her change her shot. The rebound brought down by Mallory Pates. And Pleasanton will bring it into the front court here. Get it to Dowell, high post Sweener. Sweener tries to dump it inside, and a foul going to be called. They're actually going to give her two free throws. She was passing the ball, and they're going to give her two free throws here. Foul is called on April Collin, her first. And Mariah Sweener, who has the only two-point bucket of the game for Pleasanton, will put the free throw up and in. 18-7. As the crowd continues to file in, finishing up their chilly feed here between the JV and the varsity game. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Sweener has 4 points, 18-8, in favor of the Lady Wolves. But they have missed a ton of shots. With the dribble on the left side of the key is April Collin. Tries to get it inside. Ball knocked away by Pates. Picked back up to Collin. Little seven-footer is up and in. So April will get the first bucket of the second quarter for Loomis. And then a steal on the inbounds pass against the pressure. Dump it underneath for an easy shot. Brooke Thorell. She now has six. 22-8. And it's stolen away again. And going in for the layup this time is Tori Maskey. And a timeout by Pleasanton. They only have one left. So just when it looked like they were doing okay, three buckets in about 15 seconds. And with 4:36 remaining here in the first half, it's 24-8 in favor of Loomis. We'll be back in a minute.
Helpful people. dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And out of the Pleasanton timeout, we're ready to go again. The Bulldogs have the same idea to break the press. Loomis has figured it out. They steal it away. The shot's no good. Another offensive rebound off the Palmer miss. And it's starting to get redundant right now. Pleasanton had broken the press about the same way multiple times. Loomis now is just jumping that second pass and intercepting the ball. Alyssa Stubbs with her second foul. And Brooke Thorell to shoot the two free throws. And the first one is up. And it is in. Brooke, 3 of 3 at the line, 5 of the quarter, 7 of the game. And the second free throw on the way, and that one too is good. 26-8 in favor of Loomis as they have scored 8 straight points here. Pleasanton, this time they break the press. They've got a 3-on-1 at the other end, and a blocking foul called on Paige Thorell as Maddie Paige did the right thing. She took it right at her, made her commit. And the blocking foul call. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Alyssa Stubbs. And it's going to be tipped away by both of the Thorells. This time Brooke gets out of there with it. Coast to coast. Lays it up and in. And draws the foul. So a chance for a 3-point play here for Brooke Thorell. As the seniors of Lewis are just a little bit quicker than the younger Pleasanton Bulldogs as the foul is on Kara Dowell. She'll check out. Addie Hand will come in. And this first free throw to complete the 3-point play is in. 5 for 5 here for Brooke Thorell in this quarter. 29-8. Loomis still with that press on. Pleasanton breaks it. Gets it over the top here to Alyssa Stubbs. Good pass into the paint. The shot will not go by Mallory Pates. Rebound brought down by Loomis and a travel going to be called as Paige Thorell was tied up, and she hits the deck. Had this been a closer game, I'm sure Coach Jim Rayburn would have been a lot more animated about what just happened there. And Zwiener's going to fire the 3-pointer off the iron, no good. And the ball grabbed by Tori Maskey as Loomis just dominating the rebounding here in this first half. Trying to lob it inside to Thorell. Zwiener got a hand on it, knocked it away. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be long. Still waiting for the officials to say it's going to belong to Loomis. And checking back in, Riley Hahn for the Loomis Lady Wolves. And Janessa Bergman re-enters the game. Loomis throws it in. That left-hand corner is open every time. And this time the 3-pointer is up and good by April Collin. That's the first 3 connected on here by Loomis, and they steal it away with the layup underneath. No good by Colette Palmer. Then Zwiener blocks one shot, and she blocked the second one, forcing it under there as Bergman, and we finally get a tie-up. And the arrow will point the way of Pleasanton. And Zwiener stepped in there and grabbed the rebound. Now checking in for the Bulldog will be Amanda Bailey. And checking out for a breather will be Alyssa Stubbs. A little 14-0 run here, so there's been 2 big runs in the game by Loomis already. After Pleasanton scored the first bucket, Loomis scored 15, and then it was 18-8, and it's been 14 in a row for Loomis. Nice move down the baseline. Pates, and she's going to be called for a charge. Got around the defender, but it just ran right into Riley Hahn. And Madeline now has her 3rd personal foul, so she and Taylor Nichols each have 3 fouls. 3:12 to go here in quarter number 2. as players continue to enter the ball game. Dowell back in for Pleasanton. Payne has to come out. Bailey's out there. Also checking in, Brianne Zimmer, 5'10 junior. Mallory Payne stays in the ball game as well. As Plumas gets it down a low block, turnaround jumper from 7, no good. Ball being tipped around, falls into the hands of April Collin, who puts it up, no good. Another offensive rebound underneath by Bergman, kicks it out to Collin. It's no good. And Pleasanton just can't grab the basketball. It finally goes out of bounds to the Bulldogs. Loomis is really hustling out there, and it shows on the boards, on defense, as they're getting the job done here. 2:45 to go in the first half. Pleasanton is trying to find a way to get some points, and here they dribble it off their foot. Another jump ball, and this time the arrow points the way of the Loomis Wolves. Now Pleasanton, for quite a while here in the quarter, had been taking care of the ball. Now it's been turnover after turnover after turnover the last couple of minutes, and Loomis is putting this one away before halftime. Down the middle of the floor, Collin. And any kind of contact is drawing a whistle here. This will be our 17th foul of the first half. As Collin just put her head down, went into the lane, and she got the call. It's the third foul on Kara Dowell. Three players with three fouls now for Pleasanton here in the first half. And this will be two free throws for April Collin. And the first one is up and no good. Back into the ball game, Alyssa Stubbs for the Bulldogs. Second free throw on the way, and it's no good. Running down the rebound in the corner is going to be Amanda Bailey. She needs some help, though, has it knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds off of Pleasanton. So another steal there. That time April Collin made the steal. Back in is Elise Stopper. And it'll be Loomis ball underneath their own hoop. Try to get it into Han. Han does a nice job of backing up with the dribble and scoring. Riley Han grabbed it, was ready to shoot. When she looked up, she was right underneath the rim, and hanging on her was Zimmer. So she ball faked her and then backed up and scored. It's 34-8. Pleasanton with the ball to Zimmer outside the arc, tries to dump it down low, and Tara Maskey will make the steal. Up the floor come the Wolves. Driving the baseline is going to be Colette Thorell, missed the short little jumper. Rebound brought down by Alyssa Stubbs. Pleasanton wants to run a little bit here. Mallory Pates brings it all the way down before she's cut out. Gets it out to Stubbs. No good. 16-footer comes off the backside to Tara Maskey. And Maskey hands it off to Bergman, who slows it down. By far the longest amount that the clock is continuously running this game. A minute 40 to go here in the first half. 34-8 Loomis. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up, so stay with us. Boys game preview, first half stats and more as the dump underneath goes to Han, and Han spins and scores. Riley's got 5 here in the first half. Coach Jim Rayburn has used a lot of the girls on the bench. It looks like he's going to get to use them all here pretty soon as the ball's knocked away by Colette Thorell. Off to the races again comes Loomis. But the runner with the left hand by Stopper is no good. Pleasanton did a good job of not letting her get to the hoop, forced her to take one outside the lane. And a foul called here on the Wolves. Looks like it's on Bergman. Her first, and we'll shoot a 1-1. Coming in for Loomis, Allison Dennis, a freshman. And Zwiener's back in here for Pleasanton. At the line to shoot a 1-1. Is going to be Amanda Bailey. Bailey, multiple dribbles, puts the free throw up, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Tara Maskey, her 5th. And here comes Loomis. 1 minute to go in the half. Janessa Bergman over on the right side gets it to Stoffer. Elise comes inside, makes a beautiful bounce pass underneath, but Dennis can't finish. Offensive rebound to Tara Maskey. Skip pass right side. Here's the long jumper by Stopper. Rolling around, sitting there, and it still won't go. And Zwiener grabs her 3rd rebound. 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Picks it up top there by Addie Hand. Then they give it back to her at the top of the circle. High post Zwiener. Dumps it over here to Pate. 2 players on her defensively at all time. So Zwiener casts up the 3. It's no good. Out of bounds it goes, and it'll belong to Loomis. Coming in will be Christy Freed. Also coming in, Sam Lauthan. 24 seconds to go here in the first half. Paul Loomis. They are on an 18-0 run right now. Ball across the timeline. Colette Thorell gets it down to the baseline. Kicks it out. There's a reverse pass underneath for a short jumper. No good that time by Freed. Offensive rebound stopper. She'll put it up. No good. Goes out of bounds with 6.5 seconds to go, and it's Loomis ball. So a chance for one more shot here for the Wolves. Dump it into the right-hand corner. Colette Thorell casts up the three all the way down and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Bailey, and that is the end of the first half of play. So Loomis trying to go undefeated in the conference portion of the regular season, which is 9-0, and they are going to do it because here at the half, they lead Pleasanton by a score of 36-8. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. We'll look at the first half numbers, preview the boys' game, and more. Stay with us here on KKPR.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back to Loomis. Again, it's our final Friday doubleheader. Hard to believe how quick, and I know we say this every year, but boy, the season has just flew right by. And, of course, there's still almost a month of it left, but girls' sub-districts begin on Monday in classes C and D. And then we're on to the state tournament the second weekend in March is when things wrap up. So wrestling, football, basketball. And we've still got a month of high school sports to bring to you here on our network of stations. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation and your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. It's all Loomis, 36-8 here at the half. We expect, though, a much more competitive boys game. Now, numerous times we've done this boys game where the two teams, you could have less than five losses combined and are at the top of their game and wherever it's been, D1, D2, and coming off usually maybe playing each other in the conference tournament championship. That's not the case this year. As we said, Pleasanton, a very young ball club. Loomis hasn't been able to find the same success that they have had over the last few years, and somebody is going to get a good win tonight because with this good rivalry and two teams that are fairly evenly matched, somebody's going to get a win before heading into next week's activity. Let's take a look at the sub-districts that are coming up next week in classes C and D, and we'll just go kind of in numerical order here, starting in C1, where the sub-district 6 will be at Aurora, and on Tuesday night, Sandy Creek will play Adams Central at 6:30. Grand Island Central Catholic will play Central City at 8. All of the sub-district finals are on Thursday. The C19 at Grand Island Northwest will be here on Classic Hits on Tuesday night. Minden and Gibbon at 5:45, but at 7:30, Kearney Catholic will play St. Paul. In Class C2 at Norris, they have a Monday night play-in game with Thayer Central playing Tri-County, and the winner will take on Sutton Tuesday night. Freeman will take on Southern. In the C29 at Sandy Creek High School on Monday night, Nebraska Christian plays Donovan Trumbull. The winner will play Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday, while Blue Hill will play Superior. The C210 at Minden will have Wood River and Franklin playing on Monday night. The winner will advance on to play Southern Valley Tuesday, and Ravenna and Centura meet for the fourth time this year on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. In D1 at Hastings St. Cecilia, they've got a play-in game on Monday with Shelton taking on Harvard. The winner will get Silver Lake Tuesday, and Kennesaw will play Red Cloud. D1-8 is up at Ord Monday night. Burwell plays South Loop. The winner will get Ansley Litchfield, and Twin Loop will take on Loop City. The D1-9 at Holdridge, that starts on Tuesday with Alma playing Elk Creek, and then Overton will take on Wilcox Hildreth. The D1-10 at Southern Valley High School has Arapahoe and Southwest playing Tuesday, followed by Elwood and Cambridge. Now Class D2, the Sub-District 7 is at Kennesaw, and that begins on Tuesday night with Giltner playing Heartland Lutheran and Lawrence Nelson taking on Hampton. The D2-8 is at Wood River, and Monday night Pleasanton will play Arcadia. That game tips off at 7 o'clock, and coincidentally, Pleasanton and Arcadia will be battling, and they have not played so far this season. Back in the day, that wouldn't have been a matchup. Pleasanton just a higher C2 type of school, and Arcadia has always been down there in the D2 range, but they are in the same sub-district. If Pleasanton wins that ball game, then they would play Amherst on Tuesday night, and SEM plays Axtellian. Those games are at Wood River. The D2-9 is at Gothenburg on Monday. Eustace Farnham plays Anselmo Myrna, and the winner gets Loomis. Now, how about that? Eustace Farnham, who won the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament over Loomis in the semifinal and then won the championship game over Loomis in the final, they won the championship, and they are in the bunny bracket with a winning record, one of the few teams in the state that are that way. But Eustace Farnham and Loomis could play for the third time in about 10 days on Tuesday, and then Bertrand will play Brady. Brady, the only other team that has beaten these Loomis Wolves outside of their two losses in the conference tournament. So a tough road to get to the sub-district final, and on the other side of this district will be Juanita Palisade, the number one seed, and they should easily get into the district final against whoever comes out of the Loomis, Brady, Bertrand, Eustace Farnham sub-district. So those are your matchups for the girls' sub-districts that get underway next week. Also have district wrestling going on. Classes B, C, and D starting today. A will finish it up tomorrow. And don't forget that we will have live coverage of the D3 district wrestling tournament coming up tomorrow at approximately 2 o'clock from Cambridge. And we'll have all that for you here on Classic Hits, followed by the Heartland Hoops Classic. But the Heartland Hoops Classic will be on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550, starting at 8:30 tomorrow morning. The first three games are there. Then, starting at 1:45, we switch over to the Breeze, 94.5 FM, for three contests. The evening games tomorrow are here on Classic Hits 98.9, right after wrestling. The 5:15 game is Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Northwest, and that could air on both stations, depending on how quickly the wrestling gets over. Here it is 36-8, Loomis leading the girls' game over Pleasanton. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers. First off, for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, Kara Dowell hit a three-point bucket. She has one rebound. Mallory Pace, five rebounds. Alyssa Stubbs has a blocked shot and a couple of rebounds. Amanda Bailey, two rebounds. Taylor Nichols, 1 point. Maddie Bates has a rebound. Mariah Sweener, 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, and 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, that's been the problem, 11 in each quarter for Pleasanton. Foul situation, there's quite a few girls with multiple fouls. Alyssa Stubbs with 2, 3 each on Dowell, Nichols, and Maddie Pates. Pleasanton, 3 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second. At the half, 8 points, 14 rebounds. 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and 22 turnovers. We'll look at the Loomis Lady Wolves right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work. So trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Let's take a look now at the first half numbers for Loomis and just about everybody getting involved. Tori Maskey, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Brooke Thorell, 11 points, 3 rebounds. Elise Stoffer has a rebound. Janessa Bergman, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Paige Thorell, 5 points, 6 rebounds. April Collin, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Tara Maskey, 6 rebounds. Riley Hahn, 5 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. 14 rebounds in each quarter. Loomis is hitting the boards, but they're missing so many shots inside that they're getting 2 and 3 rebounds on the offensive end on multiple trips. So that's where that comes from. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter, 6 of 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 0 of 4 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. Loomis taking care of the ball, only 1 turnover in each quarter. Foul situation, Brooke and Paige Thorell each have 2. 15 points in the first quarter, 21 in the second at the half. 36 points, 28 rebounds, 7 of 11 from the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3-point land, 1 block, 2 turnovers. Loomis dominating 36-8 at the half. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. The second half is next.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
And we're ready to start the second half of basketball. Pleasanton gets it. And we've got a foul on Loomis. Pleasanton then misses a shot, and now as they head up the other way, a foul on the Bulldogs. And this will be on Mariah Sweener, her first. Elise Stoffer, her first at the other end. And Loomis will shoot some free throws here. Paige Thorell puts the first one up and in. She's got 6 points. Second free throw on the way, and it's bouncing around. Down, no good. Sweener will grab her fourth rebound. And Loomis will drop back in there, 2-3 across the timeline with it. Valerie Pates to the right wing to Dowell. Looks like the original 5 starters are in there. Try to get it down low to Maddie Pates. It's in her hands. And here they come to the other end. Loomis with the basketball, calling for its 3-pointer. Bergman, and she'll fire and hit. Janessa with her second bucket of the ball game. And right out of the gate in the second half, Loomis has got things going. They've taken the full court press off here in the second half with the huge lead. Pleasanton into the corner to Maddie Pates. Back out on the wing to Mallory Pates. Now, just because they took the press off doesn't mean they're going to quit playing defense. They're still very strong here in the half court. I'm sure that's what Coach Jim Rayford told them at halftime. We're going to take the full court press off, but that doesn't mean I don't want you going after the ball in the half court. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Stubbs on the left wing. Back up top to Mallory Pates. Rotated to Zwiener outside the arc. Again, dump it inside, but it's deflected. Mallory Pates picks it up. A double dribble will be called. Three possessions, three turnovers here for Pleasanton to start this second half of play. And that's 25 so far in the game. Hard to get any points when they just can't get any shots right now. Good pass into Thorell. Thorell gets around Zwiener, missed the shot. Offensive rebound, Torrey Maskey. And Maskey will put up and in. 10 points, 6 rebounds for Maskey. Pleasanton will bring it across the timeline over the right wing to Kara Dowell. Back up top to Pates. There hasn't been a lot of two-point shots here. And again, Loomis knows where the ball's coming. And as they try to get it to Maddie Pates, they take it away again. And Bergman will bring it across the timeline. Swing it over to Brooke Thorell. To Paige Spun. Looks for somebody to pass to. And while she's doing that, she walks with the ball. Third turnover for the Wolves as Loomis coasting here to their 16th victory of the year in their final regular season game. And a team that's had some trouble in sub-districts, in fact, early on. Boy, they don't want to see Eustace Farnham. And there's a real good chance they will on Tuesday night. In the left-hand corner with it is Maddie Pates. Pates, trouble, backs up, steps out of bounds. She was right in front of her own bench here. And now Riley Hahn will check in for Loomis. Wolves coasting. They have scored the first 6 points here of the second half. Up 42-8 over on the right wing to Brooke Thorell. Give and go from Hahn back to Brooke. Another short one missed, and then she tries to get it back and commits the personal foul. That's the third on Brooke Thorell. And again, we've been mentioning this throughout the game. Loomis may be scoring, but it takes them two or three chances each time they have the ball. Their shooting percentage on their first shot is not good. Maddie Pates kicks it out of the wing. Jumper on the way by Dowell. No good. Riley Hahn pulled down her third rebound. Numbers aren't there, so Bergman will bring it up slowly. Loses the handle, and her pass is going to go out of bounds. Checking into the ball game now will be Courtney Palmer and also April Collin. Coach Rayburn can rotate in any way he wants now in this second half with these young ladies. As Mallory Pates brings it across the timeline, they force her to the right wing. Off the screen, looks to dump it back outside to Dowell. Reverses it over on the left wing to Stubbs. Starts to drive, dumps it inside there to Pates. Pates lowers her shoulder, tries to get a shot away. Hahn is there, the ball is loose, it's out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Loomis. Don't forget the boys' game will follow at approximately 7:45 here on Classic Hits, maybe a couple of minutes after that, as Pleasanton and Loomis continue their rivalry. It'll be their only meeting of the year this time around. Sometimes they have met multiple times, conference, districts. As the ball's on the floor, April Collin takes it to the hole. She'll put up the one-hand runner in the paint, score. Nice drive to the hoop, and Collin has 7. Walking it up the floor here is Mallory Pates over on the left wing to Stubbs. Stubbs gets it in to Maddie Pates, who kicks it back out. Jumper on the way. That 8-footer by Mallory Pates won't go, but it was actually a good look. The rebound to Brooke Thorell. Thorell tries to go coast to coast, loses the handle, but it's picked up. And down low to Hahn. Hahn forces the jumper, and they're going to call a foul here on Pleasanton. Mariah Zwiener was down there, but the foul. She'd be called for. Yeah, they started to signal elsewhere, but it will be on Mariah. That's her 2nd. And at the line, Riley Hahn, she's 1 of 2, has 5 points, and puts the free throw up there right through there. 6 for Hahn, 45-8, and Tara Maskey checks in. On the other side, Breanne Zimmer will get a shot here for the Bulldogs. And Zwiener will take a break. Second free throw now for Riley Hahn on the way, and that's too strong. But getting the offensive rebound is Tori Maskey. And on her putback, she'll be fouled. So Tori will go to the line for the first time this evening, has 10 points. The foul was called on Madeline Pates. That's her fourth. And the free throw is up, and it is good for Maskey. Sweetener right back in, and for Loomis, Paige Thorell will enter the game. Second free throw now for one of the seven seniors, Tori Maskey. It's up, and it is in. So 12 points now for Tori, and the run continues here for Loomis. They have scored the first 11 points of the second half, 47-8, 4 minutes to go. Down on the low block, they get it underneath to Zimmer, turnaround jumper, out the glass. No good. Ball bounces out of bounds off Loomis. So Pleasanton to throw it in here with Mariah Zwiener. Bulldogs will box the lane. Zwiener dumps it into the right-hand corner. Knocked out of her hands, off of her foot by April Collin, and out of bounds it goes to the Wolves. A whole lot of different combinations in here for Loomis as they mix and match their five on the floor. Go with a high one for this time. A little different look here against the man-to-man as Pleasanton getting out of that zone. Coach Payne's figuring, what the heck? Let's change it up a little bit. Driving Collin, caught on the baseline. Shot no good. Sweeter might have got a little bit of a hand on it. And Mariah will grab the rebound. Hands it off to Mallory Pates. Swings it off on the right side. Back to Pates, knocked away. Steal is made. That's number 30 in the turnover department. And then the ball knocked out of the hands of Collin. Still loose. Shot up once, twice, no good. And finally, Collin will finish it off. Paige Thorell was battling in there to keep that ball alive. And it finally falls into Collin's hands. And April down has 9 points. Pleasanton on the left wing. Really having some troubles right now. Ball on the floor. They do pick it up. Get it inside to Zimmer. Turnaround jumper. Rattles out. They need one to just go. It's bad luck, too. Rebound brought down by Paige Thorell, her ninth of the game. Loomis ball out around the arc. Collin, unguarded, takes the free throw line jumper. Too strong. Ball hits the floor, and Taylor Nichols will grab the Loomis ball. Nichols trying to go coast to coast around the defender. The layup contested. It rolls off the rim. No good. Tara Maskey gets her seventh rebound. Outlet pass deflected out of bounds. And Loomis will sub in. Colette Thorell and Elise Stopper. Also coming in, Brooke Thorell and Janessa Bergman. So multiple substitutions there for the Loomis Lady Wolves. A no-doubter here tonight, 49-8. Colette Thorell with it, still 2:20 to go in the third quarter. And with it is Paige Thorell down to the low block. Turnaround jumper no good by Brooke. You got all the three Thorells in there right now. And the ball is run down by Stopper. Gets it underneath. Then the shot by Colette. No good, but a foul called on the Bulldogs. And this will be Alyssa Stubbs' third. Fifth foul of the quarter here for Pleasanton. It just looks like they're getting a little tired out there. That quarter step behind, that's how you get the fouls that they are getting right now. And the free throw by Colette Thorell, up and in, her first point of the ball game. And back into the game here for Pleasanton will be Addie Hand. And the second free throw now, ready for the freshman, Colette Thorell. It's up. It's good. So Thorell hits them both. And that's 51 points on the board now for Loomis with 2:05 to go here in quarter number three. Pleasanton trying to get into double digits here. Stubbs to Zwiener, tries to make that extra pass, deflected away. And into the ball game, the freshman Allison Dennis for the Loomis Wolves. Pleasanton ball beneath their own hoop. They'll stack the left side of the lane, get it into Sweener. She'll take the shot and hit it 13 feet away. First points of the second half come at the 2-minute mark for Pleasanton, 51-10 in favor of Loomis. Across the timeline, looked into Hahn, instead kicked out on the left wing to Thorell. Colette back out top. Against the man-to-man, they'll give it off there to Bergman. Try to get it down low to Hahn. Hahn a low post. Turn around, jumper, no good. And then Hahn is over the back of Mariah's wiener. Riley with her second personal foul, third team foul of the half. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Loomis, and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Callie Hunter now checks in for the Bulldogs. Minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Pleasanton ball. They'll cast up the three. Off the iron that time from Stubbs. Rebound brought down by Allison Dennis. And as they attack the other end, they're going to be called for travel. Fifth turnover of the game for Loomis. And Pleasanton gets another chance to bring the ball up uncontested. But first, Pleasanton will bring in Shayla Keim. And as I scan the rosters here, it looks like everybody from both rosters has been in at least once now. A minute 15 to go in the third quarter. And with so few girls, they only play a couple of quarters of JV. So some of these kids didn't see a lot of time earlier as well, as the teams are about ready to exchange turnovers. But it's last touch here by Pleasanton. So Loomis makes the steal, hustles to the other end. And knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. So Loomis to throw it in. And to toss it in will be Janessa Bergman. Guarding the inbounds pass is Hunter. Kicks it out on the wing, Thorell. Collette's three-pointer is no good. Hahn in traffic, grabs the rebound. Missed the putback because she had hardly any room to shoot. Then she tries again to get the offensive rebound and was called for over the back. Her third foul. And checking in, Christy Freed and Sam Louthan. With a minute to go here in quarter number three. Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits as Addie Hand brings it across the timeline on the right wing. The Kearney girls had a 34-29 lead over Southwest going into the fourth quarter. That's on ESPN Radio as the shot by Zimmer no good. Bailey gets the rebound. Working it around the perimeter. The ball stolen away by Sam Louthan. Louthan will slow it down. She didn't have the numbers. Kicks it into the corner to Colette Thorell, who walked with the basketball. She turned, and there was absolutely no Pleasanton Bulldog within 10 feet of her, so she just took off and forgot to dribble the ball. Shalana Zwiener in the ball game for Pleasanton, and she'll throw it in to Addie Hand. Still 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Hand to the high post, turnaround jump for Hunter, who's immediately fouled. So Callie gets a chance to get her name in the scorebook from the free throw line. And the foul called on Louthan, her first. And the free throw is up, and it is no good. Second one coming up. Pleasanton just 2 points here in this third quarter. Make it three as Hunter nails the second free throw. But it's 51-11 Loomis, a no-doubter here. And again, that's what happens when the 1 versus 10 seeds from the conference tournament face off against each other. Loomis with 18 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Colette Thorell finds some room, drives by the defender, lays it up and in, and is fouled. Loomis staying aggressive as the second and even in some cases third-teamers are coming in there and getting some extra playing time. Chance for a three-point play here for Thorell. Hand with the foul. And Thorell's free throw is up and in. So Colette here with 5 points in this quarter. 54-11, 12 seconds to go in this third quarter of play. Hand brings it across the timeline, dribbles to the right, dribbles it off her foot. Ball goes out of bounds, and unfortunately for Pleasanton, the one thing they've been consistent in is turnovers, 11 in each quarter for a total of 33 so far. Thorell gets it up the floor to Allison Dennis. Desperation shot at the buzzer is up and in. Allison Dennis with a hand in her face, banked in about an 18-footer on the right wing. And after three, it is Loomis 56, Pleasanton 11. We will be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Doug Duda, Stacy Johns, our producer-engineer, back with you here as we're ready to start the fourth quarter. Loomis has the ball. Zwiener is going to block the shot of Paige Thorell, who comes inside. And it comes off the glass. Pleasanton's able to pick it up. And up the floor they come with Valerie Pates. It is 56-11. Loomis dominating our contest. They are led by Tori Maskey with 12. Brooke Thorell has 11. April Collin has 9. Pretty balanced, though. Another steal is made. That's the 34th turnover for Pleasanton. Loomis hustles it down the floor to Brooke Thorell. Another block down there for Zwiener. Zwiener blocks it out of bounds off the side of the board. And so Loomis will take it out underneath the right in front of us here at Loomis High School. Boys game will follow, so stay with us for that. As Loomis gets the ball in, working around here for a look at Courtney Palmer. She'll put the three-pointer up and in. And so everybody trying to score in the game tonight. Loomis is 3 of 9 from the outside. Palmer with her first points. 9 different players have scored now for Loomis as it's down low. Sweeter backs her way in on the low block. Six-footer just won't go. Rebound brought down by Paige Thorell, her 10th. Paige trying to go coast-to-coast, and she is fouled. Pleasanton just reaching out and grabbing her on the arm. And she'll get 2 free throws. The foul on Mallory Pates. That'll be her first. And the free throw on the way, and it bounces in. 7 points now for Paige Thorell. And checking out of the game is going to be Brooke Thorell. I think one senior at a time is going to come out of the game here. As the second free throw is no good, Zimmer with the rebound and over the back on Bergman. I think Coach Jim Raybert will take one senior out at a time here in their home finale. Riley Hahn checks in, and Paige Thorell is done. So first it's Brooke, now it's Paige. And the two leading scorers for this ball club, the catalyst basically, and have them at 16-3 after tonight as they get the ball out to the right wing, dump it into Zwiener. Mariah's 8-footer up and in. She leads Pleasanton with 8 of their 13 points. 60-13 is your score. All Loomis tonight. Hahn gets it inside. There's a turnaround jumper by Maskey. No good. Hahn tried to grab the offensive rebound, but dropped it out of bounds. And Pleasanton will get the ball. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you and then get you on to the boys' game. Pleasanton left wing with it is Stubbs. Stubbs tries to get it to Zwiener. Zwiener can't find the handle. Out of bounds it goes to the Loomis Wolves. And now checking out of the ball game, senior Tori Maskey. And in her place, Tara Maskey. So 3 seniors down and 4 to go. And, of course, it's always so much more convenient if you can bring your seniors out when you're winning in a game like this, where it doesn't come down to a nail-biter, and that's what Loomis has done here tonight. But it didn't always used to be this way. Pleasanton dominated this series for quite a while. As a nice defensive play there by Stubbs, slaps it away. Can't quite come up with the loose ball, though, and Loomis maintains possession. Stuck here in the right-hand corner, and they decide to get it out of there. Toss it up top to Palmer. Courtney, ball slipped out of her hands, but Loomis is picking up all the loose balls. Bergman shoots it, no good. Rebound Hahn, she'll put it up, no good. Rebound Maskey, and Tara is fouled. She has 8 rebounds off the bench here tonight for Coach Jim Raver. Now she'll go to the line and looks for her first points of the game. The foul is the 4th on Alyssa Stubbs. So the first of 2 free throws on the way, and it is good. First point for Maskey, and now checking out of the ball game will be senior April Collin. So her night is done, and Colette Thorell has checked in. Second free throw now on the way, and that one is no good by Maskey. Rebound brought down by Maddie Pates, her second of the game. And she'll give it off to Mallory Pates to bring it across the timeline. Gets the 2-3 Loomis zone. Working on the right wing to Dowell. Dowell into the corner. Down to the low block. Trying to make something happen as Pates. She'll force the shot up. Clanks off the rim a couple of times. Won't go. And Dowell will run down the loose ball. As she passes it off there to Amanda Bailey. She'll be fouled. Both teams now are in the 1-1. So Amanda Bailey, who is 0-1 at the line, will get another chance as Addie Hand checks in. 5:15 to go. Still in our girls game. 61-13 Loomis. And the first free throw for Amanda Bailey. The freshman puts it up and in. She becomes the fifth Bulldog to score. And we'll get the second free throw here. And it is on the way, and it's off the heel, no good. And the ball brought down underneath by the Wolves. And Maskey gets another one. Fast break the other way. Ball knocked out of bounds by Pleasanton. And Loomis will throw it in. So Palmer, Colette Thorell, Hahn, Tara Maskey, and Janessa Bergman on the floor for Loomis. Bergman kicks it out on the wing to Colette Thorell. Playing a little catch. Colette's going to take the three-pointer. That one is no good. Rebound, nobody grabs. Off of Pleasanton. And has been the case so many times tonight. Loomis, second, third chance opportunities on offense. Hahn comes out to the right-hand corner, takes the pass, swings it over to Bergman, right back in the corner to Palmer for the three, and it's nothing but net. Second three for Courtney Palmer, and a timeout on the floor with 4:52 to go in the game, 64-14 Loomis. We'll be back after this.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Loomis using their final 30-second timeout to get more players in and out of the game. Now Elise Stoffer has checked in. Pleasanton ball, though. And they'll bring it up the floor. Kara Dowell, Addie Hand, Amanda Bailey, who has the ball. Gets it over to Breanne Zimmer. Her outlet pass knocked away. Trying to go coast to coast is Tara Maskey, but sweeping in from behind is going to be Kara Dowell. Also in there, by the way, Maddie Pates for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. 4:40 remains in our game, and Loomis to throw it in. Work the ball around the perimeter on this inbounds play. Maskey. Call her for picking up the pivot foot. Seventh turnover for Loomis. Loomis, who is up 36-8 at the half, outscored Pleasanton 20-3 in the third quarter to really make this one a blowout here in the second half. And Pleasanton continues to have trouble handling the basketball. Turnover number 37 in the game as it goes out of bounds. So everybody's getting a chance to do something here, and Loomis will walk the ball up the floor with Janessa Bergman. Still a couple of seniors out there right now for Loomis. Of course, when you got seven of them, it's hard to just put all five in and take all five out. So Coach Rayburn really doing it one at a time. Driving his Maskey down to the low block. Bergman, turnaround jumper over Bailey. It's up, and it is in. Janessa now with 7 points in the basketball game. 66-14. Right-hand corner. There's a drive by Pates. Makes some contact. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound brought down by Bergman. One thing about Maddie Pates, she's not afraid to take it inside. But just hasn't had any success. At the other end, Colette Thorell makes a nice baseline drive. Head and shoulder fake. Puts it off the window and scores. 7 points all in the second half for Colette. 68-14, Loomis, 3.5 to go. Pleasant Nola on the left-hand wing to Breanne Zimmer. Zimmer out front, knocked away. Matty Pates runs it down. Playing some catch up around the top of the circle against this 2-3 zone. Trying to bounce it inside, nothing there. Skip pass over to the left wing to Dowell. Dowell dribbles into the lane, has it knocked away from behind by Thorell. Ball on the floor, jump ball. And the arrow points the way up to Pleasanton. And checking in, Allison Dennis. Out, another senior, Janessa Bergman. Still a lead stopper out there as a member of the senior class. Pleasanton brings in Shalina Zwiener. Also checking in, Shayla Kime. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. They try to go backside to Kime. It's knocked away. Shayla gets it back. Every Loomis player really just swinging in there, trying to knock it away. And it's going to be taken away by Tara Maskey. Up ahead to Colette Thorell, who tries and scores. 2:50 to go. So the turnovers, again, turning into more points for the Loomis Wolves, having one of their best offensive nights of the season, obviously. In fact, 70 points, the most points they've scored all year, and Coach Brenda Payne's going to use her final timeout. And again, Brenda's had a chance to coach in the state finals, and now just on the other side of things with this young crop of Lady Bulldogs. And with 2:44 to go in the game, it's 70-14 Loomis. We'll be right back.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
As we get back to action, Loomis is going to steal the basketball here with Elise Stopper. And as she heads in, she's going to be fouled on the shot. So Elise, who has not gotten the score column yet, gets two free throws on the Shalina Zwiener foul. 2:17 remaining here. The Mistville Sports postgame show will be coming up. And the free throw on the way, Stopper. And it passes all over the place and won't fall. It comes off the front of the rim. And Shayla Kime will get her first rebound. Up the floor, Addie Hand swings it over to Zwiener, and that's Shalina now, and we're talking Zwiener. Trying to dump it inside, over the head of everybody. It'll be grabbed there by Allison Dennis. Dennis up the floor, all the way to the right baseline. Takes it back out top to Stopper. 16-footer on the way and in. So Elise gets a bucket, and yet another timeout here. Loomis wants to get some players in, and coming into the ball game will be Sam Loughton. And also checking in will be Breanne Zimmer for Pleasanton. So not even any discussion here between the coaches and their players. It was simply to get some stoppage time and make some more subs. 72-14. And just a couple of players, and those are the last two off the bench to score here for Loomis, and they'll make it a clean sweep. Shalina Zwiener, Pleasanton still wants to get some points. Down to Callie Hunter, who hit a free throw earlier in the game. Gets it inside. Looks like a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Loomis. 1:35 remaining in this contest, and it's just been a slow night for the Bulldogs as Loomis's pressure has given them all kinds of fits, and Loomis now called for a travel. Their eighth turnover, compared to the 42 unofficially for Pleasanton. And now Sam Loughton, a senior, is also going to check out so she can be recognized by the crowd. So in the game, Christy Freed, Allison Dennis, Riley Hahn, Colette Thorell, and Tara Maskey, the future of this Loomis ball club. Pleasanton ball looking for a bucket here. And casting it up will be Zwiener. And Shalina will hit the 15-footer on the left wing. Sweeter with her first points. 72-16, Loomis. A minute five to go. Colette Thorell, top of the circle to Tara Maskey. Maskey drives, dumps it off to Hahn. Shot blocked by Callie Hunter. And Hunter trying to pick up the loose ball. Does. So nice job there by the freshman Hunter. 50 seconds to go as Hand brings it up the floor. Off a couple of screens. She wants to get a shot away and then runs right into Riley Hahn, who blocks it and takes it away for Loomis. Up the floor with it will be Tara Maskey. Up top to Thorell. Collette drives, gives it off to Dennis. One dribble, 10-footer. Bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down again by Hahn. Again, Hunter's there to contest it, so the shot comes from the outside, no good. Offensive rebound, Dennis, no good. Ball falls into the hands of Freed. Her shot, no good. And finally, Pleasanton gets it with Callie Hunter. 15 seconds to go. And the regular season will be over for both of these ball clubs. Hunter with it. Trying to hand it off there to Bailey. Another loose ball. And that is going to end this ball game as Loomis throws up a shot at the horn, and it is no good. The final score, the Loomis Lady Wolves, 72, and the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, 16. We will be back and look at the final numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this. Timeout on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And it is time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Well, the regular season champion Loomis Lady Wolves getting together for a few photos, having their seniors getting all together as we get ready for boys basketball here. And we'll take a look now at the final numbers of our girls game as we report that Kearney High, after a slow start tonight, defeats Lincoln Southwest. Big win, 53-37. The Lady Bearcats, those games are airing on ESPN, 14-60 and 15-50. For Pleasanton, it just wasn't their night tonight. They were the overmatched ball club. They were the much younger ball club, and they just tried to improve tonight. Shalana Zwiener, 2 points. Kara Dowell hit a three-point bucket for her total. She had 2 rebounds. Valerie Pates had a team-high 6 rebounds. Alyssa Stubbs, 2 rebounds and a block. Shayla Kime had a rebound. Amanda Bailey, 1.4 rebounds. Taylor Nichols, 1.1 rebound. Breanne Zimmer, 1 rebound. Maddie Pates, 2 rebounds. Callie Hunter, 1.1 rebound. And Mariah Zwiener led the way with 8 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 block shots. 14 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 7 of the first half, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 of the first half, 0 of 1 of the second half. Turnovers, 22 in the first half and 21 in the second half, and that was the problem tonight for Pleasanton. 8 points in each half, 16 points, 25 rebounds, 5 of 11 from the free throw line, 1 of 7 from three-point land, 6 block shots, 43 turnovers. Pleasanton 2 and 15 on the season. Pleasanton now plays Monday night in the opening round of sub-districts, where they will take on Arcadia, and that game is at 7 o'clock Monday night, and that game will be played in Wood River. We'll be back and take a look at the final numbers for Loomis right after this.
like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
And welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the final numbers for Loomis in their dominating win this evening. Courtney Palmer hit a couple of three-pointers. She had 6 points. Colette Thorell had 9 points. Tori Maskey led the way with 12 points, 6 rebounds. Brooke Thorell, 11 points, 4 rebounds. Elise Stock, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Janessa Bergman, 7 points, 5 rebounds. Paige Thorell had 7 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. April Collin, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Tara Maskey, 1 point, but she had 9 boards. Allison Dennis, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Riley Hahn, 6 points, 6 rebounds, 2 block shots. And Christy Freed had 1 rebound. 28 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 11 in the first half, 9 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 5 in the second half. Turnovers for Loomis, 2 in the first half, and 6 in the second half. The Wolves had 36 points at halftime, and they scored another 36 in the second half. 72 points, 48 rebounds, 16 out of 26 at the free throw line, 4 of 11 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 8 turnovers. Loomis goes perfect in the FKC regular season and now is 16-3 with a 72-16 victory. And up next for Loomis, they will be playing on Tuesday night at 5:45 at Gothenburg against the winner of the Eustace Farnham and Selma Myrna game, which most likely will be Eustace Farnham. That game is played on Monday. We've got about 16 minutes before the boys' game tips off, so we'll take a break. You've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Visco Sports, taking care of you for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play at Visco. 72-16, Loomis with the easy win. We expect a much more competitive boys' game. We'll take a break, be back in about 12 minutes for the starting lineups, and get you ready for game two tonight, plus basketball. Kearney, Lincoln Southwest, currently on ESPN 1460. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.